Eagle-eared listeners might have picked up yesterday the non-answer from Chris Hipkins over truancy. Yes, an announcement is coming this week, we believe Thursday, and it's the return of the truancy officer. Not that we want to call them that anymore, they'll be called something woke. But what he wouldn't answer was the very simple question as to why now? He seems to have discovered, since becoming our nation's leader, that kids aren't going to school. Or is it, he's discovered since becoming Prime Minister, that making an announcement about truancy officers might be smart politics? Now, the point being, and the bit he wouldn't answer was, none of this is new. He tried to offer COVID as an excuse, and it sort of is, but only sort of. Kids haven't been going to school now for years because we've created an environment where it doesn't matter. Schools, the good ones, pull their hair out over this. They spend far too much time and resource chasing kids who aren't there, and for every minute they spend doing that, they're distracted from teaching the kids who do turn up. There is a malaise in this country that permeates most aspects of life now, and school is just one part of it. It's laziness. It's a culture of excuse-making. It's COVID. It's the cost of living crisis. It's the weather. If we can close it down, stay in bed and put it off, we are in like a robber's dog. It's a very sad state of affairs. Our education system, as measured by testing around numeracy and literacy, is appalling. It's embarrassingly appalling, and it's hard to learn if you aren't at school. And that crime has been allowed to grow under Hipkins' watch. Yet another reminder of the farcical charade the government are trying to create around his arrival. Most of the crimes, whether economic or social, have been committed in the past 5 years by him being a senior member of the Ardern clique or by him directly as minister. He was Minister of Education. The truancy crisis was overseen by him. It grew under him. He watched it and did nothing. And now magically come election year, an answer he had at his fingertips all along can somehow be produced, can it? Like the policy dumpster fire last week, it's actually decent politics. I mean, it steals another opposition idea. But the cynicism that drives it is sickening.